Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thank you for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. The newest member of the Houston Texans is Alabama cornerback Kareem Jackson. He was selected with the 20th pick overall in the first round on Thursday night of that 2010 draft. From 2007 to 2009, Jackson played with the Crimson Tide, and he did so for two of those years with Texans offensive lineman Antoine Caldwell. Caldwell spoke with the media this afternoon via conference call and had glowing reviews about his newest Texans teammate.
What can you tell us about Kareem?
You're going to get a fiery guy, competitor, super intelligent. And I think what kind of set him apart in the draft and the reason why we kind of got him is because how physical he is. I think he's probably the most physical corner in the draft. And, I mean, he's just an all-around good guy.
Do you think he'll have trouble? Because, you know, you guys get your number one picks to start. Do you think he'll have any trouble making that transition?
Oh, I don't think so at all. I mean, because it's really nothing that Green can't bring to the table or can't do if he's asking to do it. So I don't think he'll have a problem at all.
What impressed you the most about him when he came into Alabama and started as a freshman?
I mean, his work ethic, I would have to say, his work ethic. I mean, you know, a lot of guys, when they're new and they're fresh and they come in, they don't really know what to expect. So sometimes maybe they lack, you know, the work ethic or staying late or doing the extra that you need to do. And he never had a problem with any of that. And he kind of just stepped right in. And of course, since he was so smart and could catch on so quickly, he was able to play right away.
Hey, Antoine, when we asked him this question, there's a chance you're going to have three guys from Alabama starting. What does that say about Alabama?
I think it says a lot. I think it says a lot about, what we're made of a little bit. I think that, you know, definitely is a good possibility of that being able to happen, but it's exciting. You know, Alabama's a new program. A lot of people know about Alabama. A lot of people follow it, and, you know, it's just guys that are going to be blue-collar guys. They're going to show up to work, going to be ready to work every day. And I think you're definitely going to be able to get that with Green.
Frank Bush kept talking about the fact that he played for a big-time program and specifically for Saban. They like that, and they think it'll help him as he comes into the NFL. Do you agree with that, that playing with Saban makes you guys, if not special, just more ready to play?
Absolutely. I really do think so. And I think Saban in the past 2 years really made me purify, made me develop into, you know, pretty much being a pro at a college level. I mean, it's the same thing that for me when I was there with him. And, you know, it's to have that kind of influence and that kind of impact on somebody, especially what Coach Saban had on me and definitely what he had on Kareem, because Green probably got the worst end of it because Coach Saban actually coaches the DBs. So.
Last year, Glover Quinn started the last 13 games. He talked about how physical he is. Are they similar?
I think so. I really do think so. And like you said, and Kareem is an exceptional athlete, you know. And I'm really looking forward to that because I think Kareem, like I said, I think that really set him apart in this draft, how physical he was and the things he was able to do. So I'm really looking forward to it.
How close are you two guys at Alabama?
Very close. I mean, Kareem was one of the captains on the defense, and he was asked a lot of him. And, you know, anytime there was a problem or anything that needed to be fixed on the team or whatever, Kareem was one of the guys I would go to try to get things done. And, I mean, it was exciting. It was exciting to have him, you know, it was exciting to have him as one of the leaders then, and it's definitely exciting now.